Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump day. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, in which we will spend a few minutes on the Braves and their just putrid offense. And then we'll talk some NBA playoffs. Grant McCauley is going to join us at 1:20, and we'll talk more Braves with him, obviously. But just another disappointing performance offensively for the Atlanta Braves last
year.
Zero runs. First time they've been shut out since like that first week and a half, though.
Oh, there we go.
So they hadn't been shut out in a
all
while.
Right.
Just a
there
few,
we go.
Few one-run okay. games in there. But
all right, so there is some, some optimism.
A little silver lining. Yeah, 9.5 games out now after losing to the Phillies last night.
They've come back for bigger deficits.
The other thing that kind of sucks is, like, the great thing about baseball is always, all right, yesterday was bad. Go get them today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might rain out today. Looks like weather's real bad up there in Philadelphia, so they're probably not even going to play today.
Great.
So, yeah, hopefully it'll pass.
6:45 start, though.
I love
it. I'll take it.
Love a 6:45
yes,
start.
I'll
that game
take
was
it.
Over so early
yes,
last night.
I will take it. More ways than one. But I'll take it.
True.
Like, they're in a position, Andy, when it's like they're down 2-0 in the fourth inning. I think it's over.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much a wrap. Yeah.
Or, like, they'll score 3 runs in the second inning, and I'm just like, that can't be it.
Right.
You guys need to remember there's 7 more innings, and you need to score a couple more runs. 3 is probably not going to get the job done, and then you just slowly watch them bleed out for the rest of the game, and they lose 4-3. It's like, God, brutal. Anyway, they lost last night, so we'll talk to Grant McCauley about all of that. We'll get to the back page in just a minute as well.
But yeah, what were we just talking about? God, dog, I slipped my mind before that. So go ahead and go to the back page.
All right, we'll go to the back page then.
God dog it.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
Oh.
You remember?
Yes.
Well, here's what we'll do. I'll save the sponsorship read for a minute, and then I'll say it after we do this.
I know, because we got Braves, and then we got Grant. So, like, is it over in OKC?
I think it is. I think it is.
Okay.
I hope it's not. I want Ant-Man to be able to have – I think Ant-Man – can maybe get them one more, but it's just a delay of the inevitable.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think?
I think Minnesota wins tonight.
You do?
Yes.
How?
I think Ant.
You're going to do another one of those ones he did in game 3?
Yeah.
I hope so. Like, he's got to be annoyed with the discourse surrounding game 4.
Yes.
And everyone just sort of blaming him for not taking more shots and all that. So, yeah, I don't know. I hope so. I really like watching him play. It would suck for his offseason to start tonight, but... boy, is Oklahoma City better than those guys.
Yeah.
They are just roster for roster so much better than those guys. All right. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations. Shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Talk about putrid offenses. Goodness gracious alive, man. We went up against like a little 3-foot-tall Trevor Hoffman last night. Now, if you remember your baseball history, Trevor Hoffman surmounted like 600 saves, number 2 all time, by mostly throwing a changeup. All right, that was his out pitch, his go-to pitch. He threw it a lot. Went up against this little girl last night, man, and I don't know if she was doing it intentionally. She did have kind of a violent arm action, so maybe she was just going up there throwing straight changeups. We couldn't hit it for nothing. Like, we were telling them, up in the batter's box, wait on the pitch, out in front, out in front, out in front. We had a couple swings and misses on balls, like, just literally rolling on the ground.
What?
Had to play in the rain, which both teams did.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty last night.
You know, I think we were mounting a comeback, but ultimately ran out of time.
But you can play in the rain on turf. Right.
Yeah, as long as there's no lightning.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why, because we were up at Buford. And might have been some stall tactics at the end by the other opposing coach, but, you know, it's within the rules to go out there and BS around.
What are they doing, long mound visits and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like –
oh, yeah, some coaches use that as a strategy, call timeout, go out there, they knowing there's only 5 minutes left in the game, they'll stall for like 2 minutes. Umpires aren't going to go say anything to them. Yeah.
Come on.
You know.
These are 11-year-olds.
But
– what are we doing?
You
Who's your
it.
Favorite short pitcher of all time?
Oh, wow. I'd have to. Fernando Valenzuela couldn't have been.
Comes to mind,
be?
Right?
How
Fernando Valenzuela.
How could
short.
It not be?
Tim Lincecum was mine. He may be more skinny than short.
Was he short?
Was a freak? Was
he
that short?
He was skinny.
Short.
I know he was skinny.
He's not like short. He's not like 5'6 or anything, but he was. I don't think he was tall, but he was real skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 5'11? Okay. Well, I thought he was shorter than that. Okay. Well, all right. Take him off the list.
Well, anyway, so I did a little bit of digging, and by digging, I Googled it. And here's Chip Kelly from 2023. This
is
actually look.
This is
if you don't
Chip
like
Kelly?
If you don't like Chip Kelly, this will help you like him just a
Not
little bit.
Not going to change my opinion on Chip Kelly.
That's when we talk about there are issues. You know, I'll give you a new one. Is there, we talk about here all the time, there's no crying on the yacht.
Oh,
like, we're
man.
On a yacht. Like, we could be a lot worse.
There's no,
a lot,
crying
no crying on a yacht. We practice every single day right there, and that is the Mattel Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And whenever we have a player talk about, you know, things aren't going good, or, you know, I just take a peek across. You want to talk about realistic and what we're talking about and what we get to experience on a daily basis and what some families are going through right now in terms of what's going on from a life experience, that's where you can figure out. That's why I say this sport's never been in a better place.
I understand where he's coming from, and I promise you, I've had coaches say this, and I kind of use it when I would try to get through something. You know, there's people that it's some people have it worse. Absolutely right. You're absolutely correct. People do have it worse. All right, you get to play a damn sport and get paid millions of dollars to do it. It's nothing like it. But damn it, I don't want to hear that right now. You know why? Because my ass is tired.
Yeah, that's not really what we're talking about.
Yes.
Right? Like, there was it was at the end of, what was it? Some golfer played bad at, John Rahm. John Rahm played bad in the final round of the PGA Championship. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm disappointed, but at the end of the day, it's just a game we play, and we make a lot of money, and there's people that have it. Yeah, but so what? No one's talking about that. People want to know why you played like crap on the back nine on Sunday. Like, no one's saying this is as bad as a kid having cancer. No one said that. Like, no one thinks that it is. Obviously, we understand the different levels of circumstances in life. We were just asking why he didn't come through in the clutch.
Yes. No, that's all
Well, if you put it in perspective. No, I'm not trying to put it in perspective. No, I'm trying to find out.
It's a question of why.
Why in this perspective, in this
Randy,
context.
I get what you're saying, and I see where you're coming from. But look, next time my kids ask me for a water break 15 minutes into practice, it's exactly what I'm going to tell them. Yeah. There's no crying on the yacht.
You see the goodness gracious.
Oh, I'm definitely going to tell Jack there's no crying on a yacht.
No crying on the yacht.
So how prepared are you to explain exactly what a yacht is?
I don't think he knows what a yacht is. Yeah. Or what, or anything, any of those words.
Is there a line that you tell your kids from a movie?
Yeah, do or do not. There is no try.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, nice.
There you go.
Because I try. No, that's not no. Do it.
I go old school, my boys, and it worked. It has worked. When it, remember Over the Top, The World Meets You Know What? No One Halfway? Oh,
beautiful.
Do you also turn your hat backwards?
No, I don't do that. Oh. But, I always tell them that. And they'll tell you this. I'm talking about when they were young. I would always tell them that line. If you want it, you got to take it.
Hell yeah.
You gotta take it.
That's great.
I know who else is taking it. It's Paul Feinbaum sitting on the beach stirring stuff up down there at the SEC meetings. So Lane Kiffin sits down right after Kirby, and Lane Kiffin starts off with Paul Feinbaum having to stick up for Kirby just a little bit.
Plus, I'm sticking up for Kirby. I just saw him walking off, and he said, you were mean to him today. Guy's only been to, I just counted when they had him listed up there, 7 of the 8 last SEC championships, and you rip on him today.
I wasn't ripping on him. I was ripping on his quarterback.
Oh, okay.
I was just
telling you, he seemed in a bad mood. You used to piss off Coach Saban. Now you piss off Coach Smart. It's like you just move them around.
Yeah, I mean, Lane is – like, I was at a point before he got to Alabama. I was like, I can't stand this dude.
Yeah.
I can't stand him.
Yeah.
Now, do I still think he's an overrated coach? I do. Mm-hmm. But I like Lane.
Yep.
I like Lane. I think watching him on RC and Channing and Fred T's favorite podcast, watching him open up, I started liking him even more. But, yeah, man, Paul know what he's doing.
He does.
Yeah, Paul.
But it's not supposed to get this awkward.
Are we on the air?
I didn't know we were filming.
Oh, well. Well, we're out of time.
That'll be good for something.
Nothing has changed with Lane Kiffin. It's always like some of the most awkward TV in America, but I love it.
I think it's smooth.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah. It's better than those cookie-cutter interviews.
It is.
You know?
How's your new quarterback going to be this year, Coach?
Hey, how's your third-string safety, you know?
Damn.
I agree. I thought it was great. Like, I thought it was really funny. I don't think it was actually – I think they were both fully aware of what was happening.
Right.
Like, sometimes interviews are really awkward because it's like, dang, like, how are we going to fix this? How are we going to save this? This is weird. This person just doesn't want to be here. They were both in on it, it felt like to me. Like, Lane was making the jokes that he makes, very dry humor. Paul Feinbaum, kind of similar. I think he was joking when he said, are we on the air? I loved it. I thought it was a highly entertaining 5 minutes of video that I watched. And it is better than all right, coach, tell us about this whatever, and then they could give us the boilerplate quotes on
the progression of
whatever
your defensive back room.
Yeah, and then we just had a boring-ass five-minute interview with a guy where we didn't learn anything. At least maybe somebody was entertained by that conversation.
So last night, Pacers do away with the Knicks. You know, the Knicks fans have a lot – well, some of the Knicks fans have a lot of money. The celebrities like to show up at all the games, so they were definitely in the building in Indianapolis last night. So Pat McAfee stands up and does a promo right before the game.
I knew you were going to use this. I knew.
Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Timothy Chalamet is here. Let's send these sons of back to New York with their ears ringing. Let's turn this off.
Okay, can I ask you a serious question? Who is Timothée Chalamet?
He's an actor.
What did
he just played Bob Dylan in the Bob Dylan biopic.
Okay, thank you.
I think he was in Dune.
Yep, Dune too. What's some other stuff?
I've never seen any of them. I want to watch the other one. The one you were just talking about.
Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah, I want to watch the Bob Dylan movie.
But I honestly don't think I've ever seen a movie that he's in.
Who the hell is this guy? But now I know you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, Abe loves him. Every time anybody talks about like who's an A-list, like heartthrob, whatever, Abe's like Timothée Chalamet.
I don't know about heartthrob. Abe That'd be Glenn Powell. No. Glenn Powell would be the heartthrob.
Okay.
He played Wonka. He was in.
God damn.
What?
Don't say that, man.
What?
What? That he played Wonka?
No. The other part before that.
I think we did maybe watch that.
Tim Allen's a heartthrob. No, Abe. No, he's not.
Tim Allen.
Not Tim Allen.
who the hell did you say?
That's awesome. I wish Tim Allen was thought of that way. That'd be great. Yeah,
Glenn
Wonka.
Powell.
Yeah, him.
No, I don't think I've seen any of these movies. Maybe Wonka, but I'm not sure. Anyway.
This should never be anything.
Speaking of movies.
That's Abe's guy.
Yeah.
Y'all think that movies could be back? And when I say back, I mean, you know, I guess 2020 kind of wiped out going to the movies. But Lilo and Stitch, how about $341 million worldwide?
Wow, really?
Opening weekend.
I did not
realize
that was still a thing.
Yeah, man.
And it was live action, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's like real actors.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
That's one of the ones, like, we watch a lot of Disney movies at the house. That's kind of the back end of when they would be pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't really do the dark Disney movie anymore like they used to, like Bambi,
like
opening
Bambi's
scene.
Mother getting murdered in the scene one.
Scene one. Or like various other things that happen in some Disney movies are like, dang, that's like a little out there. They don't really do evil stepmother stuff anymore. Lilo and Stitch is sad. They're trying to take her away.
I've never seen one.
Child Protective Service is trying to take her away.
The sister's trying to stick up for her.
The sister's trying to raise this maniacal little Stitch thing. Yeah, then there's an alien trying to, like, I don't know. That one, it's a hard one to watch. It's good. It's a good movie, but, like, I don't know. That one, it's like, you know, you got this Frozen's now. Who's the bad guy? There really isn't one. It's like the weather's bad.
I like the bad guy in the cartoons, though.
I do too. It's just hard when it's...
They do all kind of have a point sometimes.
Yes, they do.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, they do.
Eventually you get there. The end is happy. But like sometimes in the middle, I'm like, dang, this is heavy, man. Like, Lily's like, why are they trying to take her? And I was like, man, sometimes that happens. Sometimes kids get taken from their
families. Sister doesn't pay the bills.
It's just like, you don't have to have conversations out of Disney movies anymore that you used to have.
Yes.
Like when Bambi's mom got shot in the first scene, is mommy going to die someday? You know what I mean? You don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, man.
Although their parents died in Frozen, so I guess they do. But you don't really see it.
It's been so long since I watched cartoons or Disney movies. They grow out fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
Keep them there as long as you can.
Yeah, the ones that are coming out these days are pretty solid.
Inside Out.
Great movies.
Great movies.
Great.
The second one.
Great
movie. And they're supposedly making movies about that girl all the way until she's like 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those are very good. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.